Speaking of Reliability, a podcast with good friends talking with you about reliability engineering topics. Welcome to Speaking of Reliability. Today's short is brought to you by Adam Parrott.
I think one of the most fundamental differences with mindset, with reliability engineering as a discipline versus electrical, mechanical, you know, others, is that whole idea of the celebration of failures. And, you know, kind of intuitively to a designer, failure is considered a bad thing. This is what you're trying to design against. But in reliability, the pursuit is to improve the design through seeing the failures and improving it. And that's always, you know, something where when we talk with the other engineering disciplines to help them do design for reliability, where a lot of the conversation starts. And it's always been fun to watch people experience it as engineers, first resist it, then, you know, wanting to create failures, then understanding it, and then embracing it and very enthusiastically wanting to use it. And one of my favorite examples actually got captured by Popular Mechanics. They captured the exact moment in a picture. And it is amazing is when I started my consulting company, my very first customer was Boston Dynamics, you know, makes the robots, and which was an amazing way to start a consulting company. And I was working with them on the big robotic mule. So it's the size of a horse, a robot that's the size of a horse, looks like a horse. This is back around 2013. And it was being developed for the military. And we did a testing day out in the woods with the Marines. We bought the Marines because we wanted to see how the customer uses it. And it was good. They used it a lot rougher than we did. And Popular Mechanics came out to cover it, you know, for the military. So they, you know, they enjoy advertising those types of projects. And so it was this testing day I was doing out there with them. And they use everything as a battering ram. We didn't know that. They used a robot as a battering ram. And what occurred was they ran it into a tree that was about 3 inches in diameter. So we had designed it to where the team had designed it to where smaller stuff it could push, you know, through pretty easily. Larger stuff it would hit really without an issue and then, you know, navigate around it. You know, if it was being driven into it on its own, it usually wouldn't. It knew where it was going. And the soldiers could drive it directly. But what we'd learned that day, which was super exciting for me, but everybody else was bummed out about it, was that a tree that was about 3 inches in diameter could get jammed into the shoulder and smash some of the sensors in the shoulder itself, the shoulder joint, and disable it entirely. And so the quote in Popular Mechanics was the soldier saying, "It sucks that I broke it." That was like the big leading quote they put on that page. And there's this picture in there, and I look super happy because I'm in my mind, this failure mode existed and we found it. You know, how lucky is that, that we just happened to get a tree the right size? I mean, we are lucky. And they're all pissed because our testing day is messed up. And I'm like, we hit gold. And it's so funny. It's captured in an actual picture, that moment of, you know, seeing the tremendous value of that. And you know, that's one of those shifts. And I think that's a big part of the reliability engineering discipline is to spread that word and that mindset and help people shift to get more value out of testing. And, you know, it not only was a chance failure mode that may or may not occur in real life, those mules, actually 7 of them ended up in Hawaii. I don't know if that was like their retirement, but they've been running around Hawaii and continued testing out there. And the funny thing is I didn't hear back any of this at that point because that was after we'd moved on to another robotic program there. You know, it kind of was like a retirement thing because it was another derivative we were going to develop, which actually has just ended up being the spot that you see advertised now as a smaller electrical version. And with all the bamboo, you know, they do have a lot of trees and plants that are like that around that size. So it's really interesting. I wonder if we hadn't found that. I wish I could see two parallel universes, you know, where one is the one we live in, where we found that. And then we did redesign the shoulder so that that couldn't happen and protected the sensors. And then I would love to see the world where we didn't, if there would have been this constant stream of failures coming back from the Hawaii tests. Where they were sent, because there's so much you know, of foliage and, you know, and natural, you know, plants that are that size. So, but celebrate the failures. That's how you make it better.
Thank you for listening to today's Speaking of Reliability short. We look forward to hearing your stories. Head over to ascendoreliability.com/go/SOR and let us know what's been pivotal in your career. What have you learned that has made a difference?